Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Twins are ready to work through a lot of the issues of the day today. People front and center in your ear. That would be me, Doug Steffen. Also, the lovely Jay Kirshner. Is that sexist if I say you're lovely?
Lovely? No.
Yeah, lovely, lovely.
Well, okay. At least I'm not offended by it.
We have the lovely James at the controls in our studio in Dallas, so we're zooming away here to discuss the issues of the day, the events that people are talking about, and the people that people are talking about. From the good news department, here's a person who survived strong currents, 18 hours at sea, and the only way this 30-year-old man survived was to cling to a soccer ball. He was on a beach vacation. That's sort of like Castaway, right? Remember the movie with Tom Hanks?
Exactly like it.
That was a basketball, but close enough.
A volleyball, yeah. And
volleyball? No, it was. Yeah. Was it a volleyball? Yeah. Castaway? I thought Castaway was a Wilson basketball. I think it was. There's something to check when we get into the groan and moan department. Okay, let's check this out. At any rate, this fellow spent 18 hours holding on to this partially deflated leather ball. He was in the Aegean Sea, which, if you don't know, is on the east side of Italy. And he was rescued 15 miles away from where he, fell off the ship? Is that what happened?
No. He was just hanging out on the beach.
Really?
The current was so strong that it ended up pulling him out, and he was by himself for a little bit, and then just as he was losing his energy, all of a sudden the soccer ball starts floating out towards him, and he grabbed onto it, and here it was some kids a few days earlier, or maybe like a week earlier, these kids were playing with the ball near a beach somewhere, and the ball floated out into the ocean, so the ball had already been in there, and it was almost like just as this gentleman was kind of really losing his battle, all of a sudden the soccer ball floats out, and he held onto it, clung to it. A helicopter who was searching found him. Unfortunately, his friend has yet to be found, but he 18 hours clinging.
So they weren't swimming, they were just on the beach, and the water pulled them out? That's really weird, if that's the story. He wasn't swimming at all? He wasn't out in the water to be pulled away?
Yeah. But he was
swimming.
He was in the water, but he was towards the beach.
Ah, okay. Swimming towards
the beach. He was probably out further from the beach, like not just, ankle deep or something. Mm-hmm. He was probably out further. But
Okay. Cut that part of it. Speaking of tourism and travel, there has been a list released of the highest risk countries for travelers, not because they're dangerous in terms of violence, but because they're dangerous that in terms of the COVID situation. The Center for Disease Confusion has added 5 additional countries to the category of areas with the highest risk right now for COVID. My God, is this ever going to go away? Let's see here. The following countries are on a list. If you're planning on traveling to Colombia, don't. Traveling to Paraguay, don't. Traveling to Iraq, huh? Who the hell wants to go to Iraq? Anyway, don't go there. Kosovo, which is in southeastern Europe, the site of lots of fighting and battling. That in Macedonia, the same areas. So anyway, those are the 5 additions to a list of countries that have been peddled about, if you will. Tourist destinations, the Dominican Republic is on the list already. Peru, Bolivia, Guatemala, Morocco, Mexico, Dubai. So don't go to any of those places. I don't know why. Well, people used to go to Mexico a lot. Americans used to go. There were 3 or 4 places on the west coast of Mexico. People used to look like Cabo. People don't go there much anymore because they don't like the violence and the business of everything getting clogged up because of the illegals that are hanging around. So And there's something about Dubai. I'm intrigued by going to Dubai. I'd like to just look at what a lot of other people are talking about. I don't know that it would be my kind of place because I don't go to places just for, I don't go to have a luxury experience. Nice to have it, but traveling around seeing what's what. Every day I get a list from what's called Discover and or discover.com. And it has different locations of places. I had a list I was looking at yesterday of places that you would never think to go, but going there would be a fabulous experience. And it's this, you know, there's so many wonderful places on this planet to see, so many different experiences to have, that before you clock out, you ought to take as much time as you can to travel around, not only because it's fun, but it's a way to see how other people are living.
Yeah. And
that's one of the things that has come of all my travels. You see how other people have tolerance, maybe patience. This is a, we think of ourselves as kind of the rule. This is the shining light. This is, people want to come here because it's so different than any other place on the planet. And it is. It's amazingly different here in lots of different ways. We moan and we groan and we complain and we do all, oh, this place is terrible, it's awful, blah, 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 I want to move somewhere else. Well, you know what? Really and truly, when you've been to as many places as I have, and I don't mean to sound like a Dirkelberger, but, well, all in that, there are plenty of things here that ought to be different, don't get me wrong, in the real world, the best world that we could create. But there's a lot of stuff to see here and do here. I was talking to somebody yesterday about taking a trip to Italy, a fellow who is an American who was born in Italy, and he's found a house for himself on the west coast, of a house that he's going to buy for $400,000, and he's going to rent it out on Airbnb when he's not there. But he wants to spend more time there. He has big family in Italy. He goes over there two or three times a year for a couple of weeks each time. His name, he's so Italian. You know, you run across those people, Jay. He's just so Italian. Like, there are people who are so English or maybe so American. At any rate, it's good. So staying away from those places because there is a COVID problem. Other COVID items. There's a thing floating around this week, and we'll talk about this with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health this week, how people are risking the getting diabetes and cardiovascular problems after you've had a series, what do they call it, long haul, long COVID?
Oh, yeah, long COVID.
Yeah,
it seems like
right.
More and more people are getting that, too.
Yeah, getting it, keeping it, having it. Yep, right, exactly. It's just... And then now there's this new thing that's developed, and who knows what that's going to amount to. I don't want to talk about it much because I don't think, you know, it's. I think we've way overdone, or the news media has tried to way overdo the business about monkey pooch or monkey, whatever it is, monkey, what is it called?
Monkeypox.
That's right, too, yeah. A lot, much to do about nothing, as far as I can figure out. 14 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The situation with the Ukrainian First Lady in mind, an interesting presentation she made to Congress. We'll talk about that after this.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So, yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer survey who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or the new Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. It looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
All right, 70 and a half the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Today is the 21st of July, so we're two-thirds of the way through the seventh month of this year. Christmas in July on the farm this weekend, by the way, Jay.
You want to come? Fun.
We have Mrs. Santa Claus.
Pictures, please.
Yeah, Mrs. Santa Claus will be there. Speaking of the Mrs., First Lady from Ukraine, Olena Zelenska, presented some pretty horrible images of young girls and boys who've been killed by those bastards from Russia and their missile attacks. She addressed Congress the question when she held up this picture of this young boy. How many children like him will we see before this is over? Pleading for help from America. They all want to come here. They all want to ask for our help. And we're fairly willing to give them a lot of help, but we're not doing the ultimate, and that is popping off Putin. Does it sound simplistic? People say, well, it's more complicated than that. What's more complicated about it? Get rid of it. You don't know who's behind him, but whoever is behind him isn't going to be, it doesn't have the same psychological bent. Many of the people who are behind him, as with other despots, are there because they have to be there. That's the only way they survive. So getting rid of him, as far as I'm concerned, is the number one priority, and she presented that case. Meanwhile, talking about the Russians, apparently there's a new Brittany Griner mural to underscore her and her situation in Russia. It was unveiled in Washington last night. It wasn't just about her, though, Jay. It looked like it was about Americans.
Yeah, the Americans detained abroad. And a lot of people are talking about Brittany Griner. She is kind of the most notable one right now.
Right. She's the poster girl or the mural girl.
Yeah, but even Brittany Griner has mentioned when she has read a letter and to the president and the government, and she even mentions everybody. Please save all of us. Please save us. And this mural also identifies all of those people.
So what's the way to do that? That's the question. Okay, yeah, well, we can talk about the artwork can present a story. We know the story of Brittany Griner, and yes, there are others who are in that situation in other countries,
18
China.
Altogether, including Brittany Griner.
Yeah, okay. So then what are we doing about it? This is where you see the real paucity of leadership here. We don't have leadership that's working on this. People will say, well, the president's working on it or the administration's working on it. Okay, what are you doing? You can say you're working on it. Those are meaningless words. What are you doing to fix the problem? And there's no real straight answer. Right? Are there? I don't see any.
I haven't seen
straight
any
answers. No. So it's she's there on drug and espionage charges, so interesting to see it's very frustrating. She could be in prison for 10 years for doing nothing. And that's the outrage that you're dealing with. That's the kind of a country that we're dealing with these days. Was Russia always like that? Russia used to be worse. It's had a long, from the Tsars to Stalin to Lenin to Khrushchev, you can name any number. That seems to be the Russians love to have despots to be led by these curs, this sort of person. All right, food for thought. 21 after this, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The reason why COVID-19 is still a very important issue is because of 2 reasons. It's a changing disease. It's a very different disease than it was 2.5 years ago. You're not going to have the personal protection that you need. The other big concern about COVID-19, why this can't go away, is because of long COVID.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour. The vehicle for conversation is the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So here's the story, a couple of actually sports stories, including what Carl Nassib, you know who he is, N-A-S-S-I-B? He's an NFL player, and I'll tell you why people are talking about him and what he's saying right after this.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
What is going on conversationally, social media-wise, trending? A couple of athletes here. Carl Nassib, the first one, because he was the first NFL player to come out as gay. I thought there were players, football players, that had come out as gay before last year. He was interviewed and explained his decision to do it. He said, I needed a positive push and present myself in a positive way. You'd like to think that we've grown up enough so that it wouldn't be big news that some guy who plays football is gay, right?
Who people love, they love. It doesn't matter what their occupation is.
Right. So you got to wonder how many gay wrestlers. I remember seeing something once about all the gay wrestlers that there are, how many gay basketball players there are. Well, come on, grow up. So you're gay. What's that? I don't want to take a shower with him. Really? Why do you not want to? Oh, he might do something that would be embarrassing. Yeah, okay, right.
Well, like, how selfish and vain can you be? Like, you might not be this person's type. And also...
Right. Thank you.
Nope, like, people do not just go around, like, molesting people. Come on.
Yeah.
Unless
all right.
Bad people.
LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, others. There's a big card auction. And there's a... what is this? A one-of-a-kind card containing jersey patches from LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. $3 million?
Uh-huh. It's a triple one, all on one card. And it's going up for auction. And the auction closes August 6th, so we'll see how high it could possibly go. It could sell for $3 million. I would almost think that something kind of rare like this with LeBron, Kobe, and MJ all together, I almost would think it would go for more than $3 million. But that just goes to show... active I am in the card collecting.
Bidding starts at $750,000. I don't know who said that. But at any rate, there'll be people who have money that want to. There's one of these LeBron James cards sold for $2.4 million recently. And that only had three patches of him. Right? So look at this. You put these together. You wonder how they get them. Who creates this? So good luck, bidders. All those of you listening to the program, auction closes August 6th, 28 after.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Electrify America LLC, the largest open, ultra-fast electric vehicle charging network in North America, has announced that it has raised $450 million of equity investments in the company at a post money valuation of $2.45 billion. Siemens, through its financial arm, Siemens Financial Services, will invest a low triple-digit million U.S. dollar amount in Electrify America and will now hold a seat on the board. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone phone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The killer of retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn has been convicted of first-degree murder Wednesday, ending more than 2 years of legal proceedings from the June 2nd, 2020 death. Captain Dorn's wife, Ann, on CBS 4 News in St. Louis.
I heard the murder first guilty, and that's what I was hoping for.
A jury found Stefan Cannon guilty of first-degree murder, first-degree robbery, first-degree burglary, and three counts of armed criminal action. Cannon will be sentenced September 13th. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi resigned on Thursday, putting Italy into a period of uncertainty as it fights surging inflation and an economic slowdown. Mr. Draghi's departure came a day after three large parties in his National Unity Coalition government did not back the Prime Minister in a Senate confidence vote. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Skirting around Congress because of a lack of support, President Biden continues to lead by executive order.
President Biden announced that he will be implementing a number of executive actions focused on combating climate change.
In the coming days, my administration will announce the executive actions we have developed to combat this emergency. We need to act. Just take a look around.
Biden's executive action comes after Senator Joe Manchin reportedly said that he will not support a package before midterm elections, which includes any provisions on energy and climate, with his spokesperson stating that he wants to, quote, avoid taking steps that add fuel to the inflation fire, end quote. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
President Biden said Wednesday that he has cancer. Biden's claim that his cancer was caused by the oil industry required a cleanup again by the White House.
Not very much unlike where I grew up in a place called Claymont, Delaware. And guess what? The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so many other people I grew up have cancer. And why I can't for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
Officials in D.C. had to clarify that he was referring to skin cancer treatments. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
From the Good News Department, Jay, this teenager who found a woman's purse and the woman gave him $17,000. A lot of people offered him a big reward. His name, Adrian Rodriguez, found a handbag in a Ralph's lot in Chula Vista, California.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now. Good day to you. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Stirrer along with Jay Kirshner, who's here. Jessica, in fact. Jessica and Dudley here together. Dudley's my given name. Jessica is Jay's given name.
Sounds like a law firm.
Come see us if you're being thrown out of your home. Right? Here we go. Out. So today is the 21st of July. There are a lot of things going on as usual today. I have no tolerance for people I have heard over the years listening to other talk programs. People, oh, not much going on today. Let's talk about the same old thing. There are so many things. The world is so full of exciting and interesting and distressing things that are going on. I don't know what category this comes from. In England, there are two people, apparently, who are facing off, if you will, to replace boring Boris as Prime Minister. One of them is a lady named Liz Truss, who is the Foreign Secretary. The other is the Chief Financial Minister of the government. His name is Rishi Sunak. My money is on trusts for all kinds of reasons, some of them obvious, some of them not so obvious. There's another person named Penny Mordaunt, who's a long-shot candidate, but I don't know that she has. I think there's more energy behind this Liz Truss than anybody else. Be interesting to see. They've already voted five times in order. That's how the system works. Kind of fun to watch what goes on, if you will. So they have about a month to gain support from the Conservative Party members. There are people who are due. They have, not like here, you don't have to pay dues to belong to the Republican or Democratic Party, at least not from my experience. You just are declared a Republican or a Democrat, or I wish there were some other party, because there are other parties in England, but they don't have any, you know, they don't have any weight. It's really always between these two. The problem then that the English is having is the same as a lot of other problems, but it's worse because they get out of the European Union. What a bogus. And the reason they get out was a good reason. The things I remember starting, or at least being involved in these conversations, I have a couple of friends who are talk hosts in England. I used to put them back and forth on a guy named James Whale, who's really a character. And he and I have been friends for years, and I put him on from time to time to talk about some of these things. And if he could get a straight answer to a question out of him, it was always interesting for him. He was on the conservative side, as talk radio in England is moderately conservative, taking a page out of the American book. And then if you have shows like, they call them breakfast shows in England. They don't call them morning programs. They're breakfast shows. And they take on lots of different things, but they always have almost all of them have segments on politics and politicians and stuff, not unlike what we have over here. And the main item of interest is the connection that Britain had to the European Union and why they wanted out. They wanted out because the problems they were having taking in, it was the last stop for all the people who were illegal immigrants coming from all over the world. And they would filter their way through, you know, the Middle Easterners would come when the war in the Middle East was a problem. They would come, they'd filter up from Greece through Turkey and then get into mainland Europe. And then they'd end up, you know, somehow getting to London and getting into England. Caused a huge problem. We have a huge problem here with illegals. But because England is so small, population is larger in the cities. One of the great things about England is that when you're on a train or you're driving, once you get out of the city, you're out into the country. There's no, like, they don't have suburbia. They have cities, and they have nestled home developments around the cities, and then you're out in the farm country. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people who were, you know, just kind of squatting in the cities, Birmingham, Manchester. They didn't much go to the west. They pretty much went north. But anyway, it was a huge problem, and the Brits were sick of it, and that's why they wanted out, because they thought if they got out of, this is not well thought out, let's get out of the European Union, and then all these people won't come here. Well, guess what? They get out of the European Union, and the people are still coming. So it is a huge, huge problem if you don't travel there. England's still a wonderful place to go and visit. And spend time there. There's a side of me that always wanted to have a farm in England, but it just is.
That would be cool.
No, oh, yeah, everything's so damn expensive there, though. Wow.
Yes.
Speaking of farms, Knott's Berry Farm is going to implement a new chaperone policy. Over this past weekend, there were a bunch of fights there. Why would you go to Knott's Berry? I mean, there's nothing about Knott's Berry Farm. Except having lots of boysenberry, having some fun. There's a lot of stuff going on at Knott's Berry Farm. So anyway, the new deal after the fights this past weekend looks like, Jay, if you're under 17, you need to have a chaperone with you who's at least 21. That's an interesting... I wonder if you could apply that to other places where there is organized mayhem. You can't get in if you're underage without somebody who's at least of age.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's happening a lot more places. Like, there's this one, it's a kind of a tourist location, Opry Mills Mall in Nashville. It's right by Gaylord Opryland Resort.
Yeah.
And they have had to implement, because there had been some issues, and it started happening so much that there's actually police officers that at a certain point of day, I want to say it's maybe 4 or 5 p.m., they set up shop and have a table at every entrance, and they check IDs, and they give wristbands to anybody who is underage who needs to come in with an adult so that people, or no, wristbands to people who are of age or whatever, and anybody underage has to have a parent with them or somebody who is 21 or older, and they're not messing around anymore, because so many of these kids are just unsupervised and causing a ruckus.
Does that happen at Disney, the Disney parks too, or does it happen at other places where there are some regional, you know, like these, where you see them, where, especially they're being occupied now, the heat wave, all these splash centers, sometimes they call that, these big places where they have outdoor slides and swimming and stuff like that. I would think that would be a place where, especially...
I don't know, because how much does it cost to get into Knott's Berry Farm? I've never been.
I remember when I brought my kids there when they were very young. I haven't been there for a long time. I bet that the pass would be around $40.
Okay, because, yeah, Disney, I feel like, is so expensive.
Crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's crazy.
But you're not just going there to loiter around.
No. So anyway, Knott's Berry Farm, setting the tone for chaperones. You can't, and how many people are they limiting the number of people in any one group? And how would you really know if there was a group? Everybody going by themselves.
Well, but also the whole 17 and younger, and you need somebody 21 and older. There are some 17-year-olds who are friends with 21-year-olds, or who have older siblings who are 21. It just seems like, okay, is that really the age gap that is going to suffice this?
But a code of conduct there. I mean, come on, this is a park that has things for young children, not necessarily for older people. I remember, about going there with my two children. Megan was, I guess, probably around maybe 8. Brendan was probably 5 when we went. Maybe Megan, she wasn't much older than that. If she were here, my daughter and my grandson are visiting this week. They've been out late at night, so I figured Mario said, I want to go on with you and Jay. He knew it was you. I said, okay, come on in. Well, I haven't found him his way here to the microphone yet. But they've been to Knott's Berry. Well, they live in Los Angeles. They've been to all these places. And, you know, you'd like to think you could... Is there any place that's not safe? I mean, that is safe? Everything seems to be... There's always a chance of a problem everywhere. Come on, folks. Let's have some fun.
Can't we all just behave and get along? Exactly.
There's, now that we've mentioned that, here we have another problem. The Starbucks folks, early this week, we talked about closing 16 stores because they're in bad neighborhoods, and the police don't seem to be able to make the neighborhood safe, so they're going to close those down. The first one was on, out in Seattle, I think, someplace. So the new CEO, who was the old CEO, who was the CEO before, he's been CEO.
Who's now like an interim CEO.
Right, yeah, 3 times.
Not that's not murky at all.
No, Howard Schultz, and he was the founder. Anyway, there have been stories around, floating around, that there are going to be more stores that will close because they're in bad neighborhoods. And if they're in bad neighborhoods, they're probably not going to be profitable. So that makes good sense in a manner of speaking. The CEO, Howard Schultz, said, Starbucks is a window into America. Yeah, and in parentheses, expensive America.
Right? It's like the nickname is $6 for a reason, because your average drink costs at least $6. But also, I feel like, far be it for me to want to take away jobs from anybody, but in today's world, not as many people are going to Starbucks. There are more people that are trying to get other coffees or making coffees at home. And we just
don't
need a Starbucks on every single corner.
All over the place.
Corner.
Well,
within a mile of
Dunkin' Donuts stores. I can't believe this many people drink coffee. I never had a cup of coffee in my life, so it's foreign to me. People will drive into a place, a Dunkin' Donuts, every time you go by a Dunkin' Donuts, and they're on every corner here. They're all over the place. I think there are 14 Dunkin' Donuts in my town. 14 of them. And, you know, you drive through and you get a cup of coffee or whatever it is, a donut. I don't know. I don't. That's not my thing.
Yeah, why does Tinntown need that many of any one thing?
They're all over the place. Wow. Yeah, there are a couple of McDonald's here, a couple of Burger Kings in this town, you know, on each end of town. But this Starbucks on every corner, and then the Starbucks are in the malls and in expensive places. Dunkin' Donuts are just everywhere, all over the place, every neighborhood in town. So, but they're closing stores because they think that their employees are in danger as well. Never mind. And what this has, I was talking about how wonderful America was before, but this is not, this is a blight on America. This isn't good for America to have these sorts of things going on with the homeless in the bathrooms at Starbucks, that kind of stuff. And it scares the employees. I understand that. So, anyway, more Starbucks to close, it would seem. 46 after the hour. Problems at Sesame Street. Say it again, Doug. Problems at Sesame Street. Let's see if we can get to that after this.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed. Car had bald tires. House had broken windows. And my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own boardwalk and park place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Tide presents Laundry Truth, Cold Hard Savings.
Oh, hey, about to start a load. On hot? You know, washing in cold water with Tide can save you up to $150 a year on your energy bill.
$150? Go on.
The lower the temp, the lower your bills. Simple. Plus, Tide Pods are designed for a powerful clean, even in cold.
Wow, cool tip. Get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Turn to cold and save with Tide. Energy savings based on average from switching from hot to cold in non-AC machines.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like ArchFit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Something to keep in mind as we go through all the heat. A lot of people are losing weight just because it's hot and they're sweating. That's a cool way for you to lose weight, or a hot way for you to lose weight. One or the other, you can take your pick of descriptions, a hot way or a cool way. I have a hot way for you to keep the weight off, or I should say the folks at Calitrin have the hot way for you to keep the all that weight off that you've lost or you're working on losing. It's the dog days of summer sale right now. Go to toploss.com, which is the website for this product made in America that has nothing in it except all natural products that are geared to be the perfect supplement for men and women who have lost weight and they want to keep it off. It's toploss.com. That's their website. Use the discount code Doug for free shipping and to take advantage of the dog days of summer sale going on now at toploss.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Food, farm, and family time at 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay and I are going to celebrate National Junk Food Day today. Junk Food Day, celebrated every year on July 21st, dedicated to the foods that people snack on. If you're a cheater, then you probably like to go to the junk food, right? You're on some kind of diet, like we were just talking about Calitrin. And now the day comes, nobody's looking. I'm going to Dairy Queen for a fried chicken, or go to KFC for that. Right, exactly. All right, so this started in the 1950s with the advent of junk foods. What would have been junk foods? Actually, a deliberate or a definitive Pleasantville reality after World War II. One of those things that you could almost would have predicted as America changed the way it lived so dramatically. But going back, the first fish and chips store. I love fish and chips.
Oh, fish and chips are amazing.
Isn't it great? Back to 1860 in Oldham, England. And then, let's see, 1896, Max Seeleff from Berlin invented the first automat serving, fast food, basically, simple food. 1902, Joseph Horn and Frank Hardart, the Hardart markets in New York City. Anybody who's been to New York City knows the name Hardart. That started in 1902. Fast food, local stuff, like White Castle. I always think of New York and White Castle together, but actually, White Castle started in Wichita. Did you know that?
Back in 1921? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. And let's see here, Krispy Kreme. What would the world be without Krispy Kreme donuts? That started in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. See, I'd rather see a lot of Krispy Kreme stores around rather than Dunkin' Donuts.
I'd rather just see mom-and-pop shop donut shops.
Yeah, this would be even better.
I don't eat donuts, but my husband's a big donut person. And
is he?
He even says that Krispy Kreme, it tastes more like fluffy cake rather than donuts.
Doesn't taste like a real donut. I like a honey glazed donut once in a while. Blueberry honey glazed, those are great. And then, let's see here, National Junk Food Day. 1953, McDonald's opened the first franchise. Look at what that's become. You talk about an American identity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Golden Arches, the delicious fries. Yes, please.
In a moment, we're going to talk about some farmers who built a way to beat the heat wave. You'll enjoy this story right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, for those of you who are hot, if you're on the farm, you might want to take note of this. Not everybody has a lot of bales of hay around, but on the average farm like my place, I'm looking at this thing, wow, this is a great idea. You just take you build a wall of hay bales all the way around and put a plastic tarp in the middle of it, fill it up with water. There you go.
Boom. Nice little wading pool.
Yep. So this happened, I'm looking at, this was in England, actually, right? That's where they did this. But great idea, no matter where you are. You just get it. Now, I know this is about food, family, and farm. So the average person's not going to be able to do this because you're not going to have bales of hay. But for those of you who are listening who are on the farm, you got some bales of hay around. This is a wonderful idea. I'm going to do this. Yeah.
All the more reason to support your local farms, become friends with farmers, then you can wade in their hay bale farm.
Take a long walk on a short pier. Throw it over the hay bales. In Lockahatchie, Florida, a horse farm and animal sanctuary on hard times. Maybe he's going to have to shut down if he doesn't get some kind of help. Delmar Farm takes care of lots of rescued animals. It's in Lockahatchie, about 60 miles from, I think, Orlando, if I'm not mistaken. So they got dozens of animals there. 16 horses, mini horses, ponies, horses, big horses, that sort of thing. Donkeys, pigs, sheep, goats.
Dogs.
So they must have a GoFundMe page, don't they?
Hopefully, because they need to be saved. Animal sanctuary. Yep. Save them.
Exactly. Save it. All right. There it is, the story of Delmar Farm at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.